Well, this time I'm here to warn you not to fall for some bad advice that's circulating about your hockey off-season. Hi, this is Dennis Chigasola, author of The Nature of Our Game, and I'm here to suggest to my followers not to fall into the traps that now abound everywhere, in youth hockey and in most youth sports. Some of the misinformation might not be intentional, but let me explain. It drives me nuts that a lot of hockey writers, wannabe hockey gurus, as well as some seminar speakers, totally twist some good advice to unsuspecting youth coaches and parents. Whether it's because they want to sound important or not, I don't know. I only do know that they're performing a terrible disservice to those who might initially trust them. Here's part of the problem, though. For once the initial damage is done, the whole thing tends to snowball. I mean, it reminds me of that old classroom game where a message is given to an initial student and it's totally misconstrued by the time it reaches the last kid on the other side of the classroom. Yep, youth coaches and parents just keep repeating and twisting what they heard from others until a huge injustice is done to all of youth hockey. Now, while that pretty much explains how all this craziness has been happening over the last few years, here's the good advice that somehow gets spun differently on its way to youth folks. To paraphrase as best I can, a good part of that advice from those who know suggests that hockey players should not play during the off-season months. Along the same line of thinking, another good piece of advice tells us to help kids develop as athletes and not necessarily as strictly hockey players. I don't have an argument with either thought process. In fact, my former NEHI prep and junior high school families will tell you that that's exactly what I advised them to do. Moreover, I incorporated a lot of athletic type work in those kids' weekly practices. Well, if all that's so, what's the problem? Or more specifically, what are the off-season traps I don't want my friends to fall for? What's been happening over the past few years is that guys who don't know any better are sounding as if they are encouraging hockey players to put all their hockey gear away for the entire spring and summer. And, the way they say it, as if they really know, makes a mom and dad or youth hockey coach feel stupid for doing anything remotely connected to hockey. Jeez, the stupid part of that is the so-called guru's advice. No one, including USA Hockey, seems to offer any advice about what to do. No, instead, those who should know better scare all the lesser informed hockey folks into thinking they're going to do their kids great damage by letting them skate a little, by letting them grab a stick and fire a handful of pucks once in a while, in line around the block with their friends, work with some resistance bands, or anything remotely connected with hockey. And left with little more than those words of wisdom, I fear some folks think their kids would be better off just vegging all summer or doing absolutely nothing for 3 straight months. And I guess I'm one of the few who dares to put all this stuff into perspective and shed a different kind of light on it. I'm all for shutting down as soon as the regular hockey season ends. As I've said a lot through the years, most players have been beaten up over a long winter, both physically and mentally. And because parents and coaches have traveled the same route over about 7 or 8 months, they deserve the same kind of break. Just imagine a Saturday morning with no team-related commitment. At the same time, totally collapsing for very long is not a good idea. Actually, the old Soviets had it right, in that players will benefit most from what might be called active relaxation. So, after a very short time of doing the couch potato thing, the best idea would be for a young athlete to get back to being active. Now, there isn't much I tell hockey folks that doesn't have serious meaning or some future ramifications. And in that regard, I'm going to refer to my podcast from a month or so ago on the importance of note-taking. My point in that show was to suggest you make a to-do list while the recent season was fresh in your mind. For parents and players, we're probably talking about skills or physical qualities that need improvement. For the coach, it's a matter of considering what worked and what didn't, and then studying ways to do things even better in the upcoming season. One of my hockey diary posts also encourages the reader to make better progress with three steps to hitting your goals every time. So I'll put a link to that in my show notes. Then, just so listeners know, I'm going to begin providing more specific advice, specific to parents, coaches, and older players, over on CoachChick.com. In the meantime, I'll at least offer a few ideas here. Again, remember that 4 or 5 months represent a pretty long time, and it's plenty of time to make drastic changes. You might find it interesting that I once put on 40 pounds of muscle in 90 days as an older teen. So, what can you change about your hockey in a lot more time? From my experience, the off-season is a time when we can either catch or pass others. When I say a player shouldn't play during the off-season, I'm suggesting that he or she doesn't need the pressures of gameplay outside the regular season. That doesn't mean that skating or puck handling or shooting courses couldn't be a lot of fun and wouldn't do a lot of good. Some players could use an off-season strength training program to greatly enhance their future play, while a speed training or jumping course could benefit some others. Trust me that I highly recommend a player engage in another sport. At the same time, some sports tend to complement hockey and help to build athleticism, while others can work against our game's needs. Just thinking here for a second of an example, I used to steer my older players towards anaerobic or explosive track events as opposed to long distance or aerobic type running events. Then, I also always suggested a mixed approach in dedication. I mean, while it would be foolish to skip too many off-season training sessions, I think it can prove exceedingly beneficial for a player to just go fishing, go on vacation, or otherwise take a night or so off every once in a while. Trust me that a rejuvenated player will bounce back quickly and often progress even more than had he stuck too rigidly to an off-season schedule. Oh, and one last warning. I was extremely disappointed when most youth hockey organizations switched to springtime tryouts. I wasn't concerned about my own young guy, or even my students and players, because we kept working and blowing past all the others who sat on their hands all spring and summer. That in mind, those out-of-whack tryouts are just another trap that makes a lot of families lazy and has them falling behind for every single off-season they ignore training. In closing, I hope all I've said makes sense to my listeners. Again, The off-season represents a long time and plenty of time to catch up or pass other players or coaches. If you check the coming section of my CoachCheck.com site, you should notice that a lot of what I have planned for members is aimed at that end. So will all the articles and videos I'll resurrect each weekend under my best posts. Whatever you do, though, don't fall into the hockey off-season traps set by those who just don't seem to know any better.